And to the UK election now, and at this early stage of the campaign, the Labour Party is continuing to make gains in the opinion polls, which also suggest a continuing lead for Boris Johnson's Conservatives. But in the view of one polling expert, Professor John Curtis, the chance of a Labour majority in this election is close to zero. And he's been telling me why.
Well, it's true the Labour Party has made a little bit of progress. It made a bit of progress at the very beginning of the election. Its vote went up by a couple of points. But the truth is the Conservative Party has equaled that progress, the result of which is that the Labour Party is still, on average, 10 points behind the Conservatives in the polls. Or the number varies. It ranges between about 6 and 14. But that's an awful long way from what the Labour Party would require to win an election, which would be a very substantial lead in the opposite direction. And it would have to include, by the way, the Labour Party being in a position to make significant gains in Scotland, once a bastion of strength for the party, but one that was destroyed in 2015. And there is no sign on the specific polling in Scotland of anything like that happening. So against that backdrop, it is extremely unlikely that the Labour Party are going to get an overall majority. That doesn't mean to say that there isn't a reasonable chance that Jeremy Corbyn might not become Prime Minister, because in effect, the UK election is now a question of whether or not we get a majority Conservative government, as a result of which the UK will leave the European Union on the 31st of January, and Boris Johnson will be negotiating or attempting to negotiate a new trade deal with the European Union for the end of the transition period, which is meant to be this time next year. Or we get a hung parliament, and in that hung parliament, it is anything, at least certainly very much less than 325 seats for the Conservatives, means that there should be a majority in the House of Commons for holding a second EU referendum. And the obvious pathway for organising that would be to put into office a minority Labour administration. It might be a deeply minority Labour administration with many fewer seats than the Conservatives, but together with the SNP and the Liberal Democrats and Plaid, and maybe, you know, the odd SDLP and Alliance MP, if indeed that transpires in Northern Ireland, that they will have the ability to enable a Labour government to be formed. Formed essentially with the principal task of applying for an extension and saying that the UK now wishes to hold a referendum by probably the end of June, get the legislation through for that. And now that would imply that at least for that length of time, Jeremy Corbyn would become Prime Minister. So there's a different question here. Can the Labour Party get an overall majority? Very, very, very unlikely. Can the Labour Party possibly form the next government? Maybe, though it has to be said, that 10-point lead at the moment is good enough for Boris Johnson to win the election.
Professor John Curtis, one of the leading number crunchers on elections in the UK.